Maria Callas, already a legend, but very much alive and well. In fact, after several years of retirement, Maria Callas has returned to the world of musical performance and is currently on an American tour, partnered by tenor Giuseppe Di Stefano. The duo had some problems in the first few stops. Both singers were plagued by illness. But for their arrival at Columbus, Ohio, all was well, and they were in the most jovial spirits. Among their well-wishers at the airport was Mary Rouskulp.
Miss Callas, you have concentrated on Italian opera, but it's said that you can sing any soprano role. Is this true?
Well, I used to.
What ability makes an artist so versatile?
Well, you're born with the versatility, and then you have to have a little bit of discipline, but I suppose you're born with it.
You did the operatic world immeasurable good by reviving many neglected operas. How did this come about?
Well, I liked them, and I liked challenge. And I found that they were unjustly dead. And I was just lucky that the people liked them.
Were you, in a way, seeking new and innovative means of expression?
Well, I think there's only one mean of expression, and that's the usual one. And whether it's a modern opera or an old, the old operas have a better way of expression, more sentimental, more romantic. The modern means are more neurotic, usually. So I don't fall for that kind. I prefer the romantic.
This is why you've never sung an Elektra or a Salome?
No. No.
That's not the reason? I mean,
That is the reason. I don't like that kind.
Which today are the most unjustifiably neglected operas?
Well, I don't know. I've been away for such a while that I wouldn't know, but I think we've dug up enough to do for a long year of time.
If you were to name the three or four of the most influential people in your career, who would they be?
Well, Serafine, probably my teacher, because she taught me the first steps.
Her name was...
De Hidalgo. Serafine, of course, as I say. And...
Maestro Tonini.
I don't have very many others. I enjoyed working with Mr. Di Stefano. In fact, we worked a couple a long time ago, and we are now again. We've made most of our recordings together, too.
Yes, I realize that.
I had very few.
Maestro to go by, he had greater ones.
He had greater conductors than I had,
because he had Toscanini, he had the Guarnieri, and I only had Serafine.
Just because I'm older.
Would you like to hear that again?
3 years older, that's why. I started before she did.
What events in your life led to your operatic career?
What?
What events early in your life led to your operatic career?
Well, she's speaking too fancy. I don't know.
You want me to translate here?
I don't know, she was talking so...
Quali avvenimenti ti hanno condotto a cantare?
Well, I was in the seminary, and I was singing in church. So the priest said that stopped singing in church and tried to make some money.
But you still look like a choir boy.
Thank you very much.
Oh, he understands.
I'm a spiritual. Oh, see? Those years were good for me, see? I still keep living a spiritual life, see? Remembering those years in the church, in the seminary.
When was your first big break?
First big break?
Yes. The first big opportunity you had.
When a big tenor died. I mean, died. He walked out and I walked in, see? Lauri Volpi. Yes.
I see. And when did you and Maria Callas first sing together?
Well, we don't even remember. It should be around 1951, something like this. It's variato that one night was Tebaldi, one night was Carla, so they didn't even notice I was around.
Did you realize at that time that you would star together in so many operas?
No, I first realized his great value, and I confess it was Puritani in... Mexico City, and that is a devilish opera to sing. When I just heard him on the first rehearsal, he stood up and just went up with his head and started singing the most difficult part of any tenor. I said, my, that's some tenor. So from then on, they've been the company, you know, EMI, which is Angel Record here, Angel Label, has coupled us a lot. And now I've come back with them to sing also because it's a pleasure. We're very old friends and very good colleagues. And he brings me luck and he's brought me back to singing. He's helped me too.
You mentioned the difficult role that Mr. DeStefano sang when you first admired him so greatly.
That was Puritani of Bellinio, yes.
All right, now what's the most difficult and demanding role you ever sang?
Oh, my. Well, what is the most difficult and the most demanding role I still think is, even after all the years I've sung it, and now I cannot as yet sing it. I mean, I used to be the... what I call a cavallo di battaglia, my best horse was Norma, because it's easy to sing the notes, but as you said, it's the expression and all the things that go in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I really wouldn't know, but there are very many.
Do you have a special fondness in your heart for Gioconda, since that opera in
yes.
Verona was a turning point in your life?
Yes, I do. But don't forget, I had 8 years' career in Athens before I started on that. That's what helped me.
Do you see new and better prospects artistically for the Metropolitan now that Sir Rudolf Bing is no longer heading that organization?
Now, that's a question you know the answer better than I do. I'll let you do the answering to that.
Okay. Thank you.
Maria Callas and Giuseppe Di Stefano, arriving in Columbus, Ohio, and chatting with Mary Rauskulp for National Public Radio.